Welcome to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio.
It's about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, we're being simulcast on AM 1670. So if you have a little problem hearing us, go to that one, because that's 10,000 big watts of us being shot out to the North State. And I'll introduce our crew. Frosty.
Good morning.
How you doing, Frost?
I am fantastic this morning.
You were real happy. I saw you muttering as you walked down the passageway today.
Oh, yeah. That guy. That guy is the president, you know?
He's got you. He's got you, huh?
Shake my fist at him.
Oh, man, I tell you what. You know, I'm seeing a sea change here.
He's rising up.
He's one of the many. Okay. Soulmate Linda.
Well, good morning. It's a beautiful day. Again.
Again.
You got to ride your Harley. I rode the truck.
Yes, that's the sound of that Harley coming in. Boom, boom, boom. As opposed to...
But are you feeling your buns?
Well...
No, the reason I'm not filling them, but I'm filling my own. And I'll tell you why. Because, we're in our second week of Adamson's Peak Performance.
Okay, got it.
With our Angie, our trainer. And, so week two started yesterday. We had the weirdest, it was a great cross training session with ball throwing and everything. It was just a cross training experience. And I'm hurting. How about you?
There's parts of my body that I didn't know I had.
So we're going to be doing that over at Adams News Peak Performance. We left for quite some time. Now we're back, and we're very excited about that. Next, we have Home and Garden tickets here. What we want to do is have you go to freefireradio.com, and we have 5 sets of tickets to give away. So put in the subject... Home and Garden Expo, and we'll be in touch with you and make sure that you get, or you can call us at
241-2682 and just leave your name and make sure we have your phone number, and we'll do a drawing again and we'll get you those. So, and I think, when's it start, Home and Garden?
Well, it's this weekend.
This weekend. So, get to
March 27, 28,
and what 29. We'll do is we'll get right back to you and tell you that you've won, and we'll leave the tickets right here at the radio station.
It's like a $14 value. Get in free. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
So we've got those tickets here. Give us a ring. Give us a freefireradio.com. And last in this portion of the show, there is also something really special happening this weekend, 27th, 28th, and then also April 3rd and 4th, and that is James Santos production of Exposed. You probably have seen these really arty posters around. In fact, we've been waiting for him to call in, but we might have had a little bit of conflict of communication. If you've seen the Christmas shows, you know how extremely, I mean, these shows are so outstanding. Whatever he puts his finger to is really a top-rated first-class show. So it's called The Dance Project Exposed, a celebration of dance. There'll be singing and dancing and Broadway numbers and you name it. Fabulous costumes. It's at the Cascade. So check it out. We want to make sure that we support our local artist. Again, that's a celebration of dance. Directed by James Santos, Exposed.
Okay, hey, look, this is Carl Lindabot on Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. We're going to take a break. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Rob Logan, 1350 Placer Street, attorney at law. Civil cases, criminal cases, bankruptcies, divorces, you're in trouble, go to Rob. Rob Logan, 1350 Placer Street. Now, you want a perfect example of how computers work for us? How do you like this? Probably on 60% of our shows, we have an advertisement that hits right in the middle of our show telling you all to listen to our show. But if you're already listening to our show, you don't really need that advertisement, right?
We have a special caller. Good morning, James.
James Santos.
Good morning. How are you guys?
My wife's been gushing all over you for the last 4 or 5 minutes.
You called in and you didn't realize we were going on about your new show. But
I had no idea. I was getting my daughter something to eat.
Well, good.
She's a cutie.
Yeah, she's a cutie. Well, tell us what's going on.
Well, we are celebrating pretty much our fifth year at the Cascade, and so we've put together this show called Exposed, and it's a celebration of dance. It's probably the highest energy show we've ever put on, and the most physically demanding, and I know that because I limp out of bed every morning until the old muscles get moving, but it's just an amazing show. It's just something it's the biggest thing we've ever put on here in Reading.
How many in the cast?
There's 22 people in our cast, and that includes four singers, and the rest are dancers in the show.
How many numbers?
There's almost 20 numbers in this show here. And they range from all different styles. So we have musicals from like Hair, Mamma Mia, West Side Story.
Oh boy.
To contemporary pieces like U2 and John Lennon's Imagine. You know, just things like that. It's a huge compilation show.
Now, is this your brainchild?
This is something, you know, somewhat my brainchild. Yeah, I do have an amazing group helpers. I have a couple guest choreographers for our show. I have a lighting designer that we brought from Sacramento who is a friend of mine and does an amazing job. It's like a rock concert. But, I mean, yes, I put the show together in hopes that it would be something that people would really appreciate here in Reading.
And finally, we're trying to give the big push for the tickets. Tell us one special thing that makes this show different than others.
Well, we are doing a partial fundraiser, so we're going to give back to University Prep Theater Department and Shasta High Music Department.
Wow.
And two organizations in our town that we really need to support those artists coming up here in our area, so we're giving money from our ticket sales to them.
Oh, that's so fantastic,
yeah.
Because you and I came from a time when we had these classes in school, and it really helped, I know from you personally, it helped shape my life, my mentor.
Yes, it gives me something to be confident in, and it helped me to, you know, create who I am today and be happy with that person.
Wonderful. Well, James, I'm sure we'll encourage everyone to go to the Cascade and buy tickets. The shows are March 27th, 28th, April 3rd, and April 4th. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
The show is Exposed, and you know as they say in show business, break a leg.
Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful day.
You bet, James. Thanks a lot. Hey, our guest today, shifting gears a little bit from dance and entertainment to veterans, which is near and dear to our heart. We've had two things that are near and dear to our hearts: entertainment, dancing, singing, and veterans, of course. Our guest is Dave Lanford, who is the Shasta County Veterans Representative. Did I say that right, Dave?
The title is Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, but
well,
that's okay.
But you know what?
You come
are,
so close.
Close is good for hand grenades and what I do. But Dave is the man that I don't know how many people I have sent to Dave, because we get phone calls all the time and I just have his name on speed dial and I just send it.
You're the
to
priest,
people.
The pastor, the daddy, the caretaker, the caregiver. You wear a lot of titles in this position that you do, and thank you.
And you help everybody. You know, I mean, you know, you're sorry, but we're going to have to give you these accolades because of the way people feel. I have yet ever meet anybody that doesn't believe that you're not doing your best. So, with that in mind, Dave, you've got some things we want to talk about to our veterans and people that can receive some help and or that rate help but probably don't even know about it.
Just briefly, Carl, our mission is kind of threefold. One, we counsel veterans and eligible dependents on a wide range of veterans' benefits. That's the first thing. And then we assist them with developing various claims that they can file for service-connected disabilities and other types of issues, vocational rehabilitation, education, and so on. Then finally, we with the four people I have, we outreach as best we can. You know, we've got a large county here, so we outreach as best we can to try to reach all the people that perhaps can't get into us to get services. So what's really keeping us busy now is a program called Non-Service Connected Pension, and it has an aid and attendance allowance to it. And as you know, our World War II guys are getting up there in age right now, and also the Korean War vets as well. And many of them are going into assisted living facilities. So we're trying to reach out to as many of those veterans as we possibly can. War-era veterans are eligible for this pension, and those that are in assisted living facilities are likely to be eligible for the aid and attendance allowance. So it's just a little something that can help them pay those costs.
Well, it's can even be more than a little. I mean, it goes up, I think, to $1,500 a month, doesn't it?
Well, right now, a single veteran who's in need of aid and attendance, it's roughly about $1,645 a month. It can be upwards of that much.
You know what that means, people, is that if you've got somebody in your family that needs assistance, that and they're a veteran, you need to come and get this help for them, because that could be the difference between them being in a facility that's going to be somewhat nicer than other facilities. Hey, look, this is Carl Lindebot. We're right here on Free Fire Radio. We're going to take a quick break. News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Lindebot on News Talk 1400 KQMS. We're also 1670 simulcast here. Phone line 0221-1402. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop. Finest tobacco emporium in California, maybe west of the Rockies.
Better Joe get there
Shelley.
Now.
Yeah, Joe and Shelley have the place to go to, Espresso Joe's for coffee. And what Linda's talking about is starting April 1st, in case you all don't know about it, becomes one of the biggest regressive taxes that's going to hit our country. They're raising the tax on cigarettes and tobacco products. If cigars, I think, go up $1 a cigar. Now, these little bags of tobacco that used to cost $20, you could roll your own, are going to be $60, over $60, starting 1 April.
Okay, I've got to tell you, I was in shock about that. I know, yes, we've got to get to the phones.
And we don't smoke, but, I mean, we smoke cigars.
Because have you ever, I mean, you know, gas goes up a little in increments, and things go up in increments, but that... From $20 to $60?
Well, we're going to talk about this, you know, next
week
before it happens. But, you know, the thing is, let's go to the phones here. Now, Edith is on the line here, and she's going to talk about something, and you're going to wonder how this ties into veterans. Edith, go.
Hey, Mr. Carl, wanted to give you an update on your truck.
Yeah,
that's
tell,
Linda.
Right. Tell us about
along.
That truck.
Driver's seat is getting set up for you.
Well, I'm driving too, honey.
Well, you're driving, and then I guess if you want, you can share with him in the 200 lap.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, we women are going to be dominant on this one.
Woo!
Anyway, calling to let you know, we got the engine and tranny in. She is getting ready to run.
Well, and now we're looking for a pipe, right?
We're looking for tubing. For the roll cage, and anyone that has a radiator that they know runs.
Okay. Can we explain what this whole thing is about?
We're going to talk now about that. Now,
and so that's going on. And then also, I think we all need to buck up and vote yes on this Prop 1A, even though they think that by throwing that extra 2 years of, you know, penalties on there, I think if we can get them into control, it's worth those 2 years.
Yeah, Prop 1A, we had a Senator Onestad on yesterday. And what it is that it puts a cap on the spending. It says you can't spend more than you have, but what it does, it raises taxes for 2 years. So a lot of people think, I'm not going to let them raise my taxes, but in reality, let them raise the taxes because it'll cap them.
Well, you go for 2 years, that's better than a lifetime.
Yeah. Edith, thank you so much.
You have a wonderful one.
All right.
Bye.
Explain the truck.
Edith and RJ are friends of ours, and they said they had a great idea that there's going to be a truck race, an enduro, at the Shasta Fairgrounds, Anderson District Fairgrounds, on, I believe, April 24th. I have to check that for sure, but I think it's April 24th. It's a 200-lap enduro. So what we've done, or what they've done, and with a little bit of help from us, is we're building a truck. And right now, it's what she just said, the engine and transmission's in it. We are going to be taking donations. We're going to be taking from people, and all the money, every bit of it, will go to our veterans. We're going to do it for the Missing in America Project. We're also going to put some aside for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. But we're going to talk more about this probably Friday. But essentially what it is if you want to donate $10, we're going to put your name on that truck. And we've got a professional sign painter who's going to do that. The more you want to give for the veterans. And by the way, this is all tax deductible. This is a 501 society's here so that, or was it 501s? That I think. Anyway, but everything that you give is tax deductible. But now we're looking for tubing to make that roll cage.
And
anybody's got any?
Carl and I will be driving.
Yes.
It's a 200-lap race.
Right.
So we're going to split it up.
And we've also had people say they're going to pay us so much per lap that we make. Anyway, okay, let's go back to Dave. We're going to talk a lot more about this. All right, Dave. I understand that Honest Ed has sponsored a bill that said for their dependents for being buried in our cemeteries, that they're going to waive some of the fees if they don't have the money.
You're talking about the $500 fee
right.
for the spousal burial?
Yes.
Hmm.
There's an HR bill that's just went out too, that a lot of times when the of course, veterans rate being buried in our national cemeteries. In this case, the spouses or the of the veterans to be buried with them, it's like a $500 fee. Honestead has proposed a bill that this fee is waived for those who are having, who don't have the money for it, and it'd be taken out of donations that will be set up. I think it's a great idea.
Carl, I think it's important for the listening audience to know, too, that the reason that $500 charge is charged is because this is a state veteran cemetery. It's
right.
Not a national cemetery. So that charge would not be charged, for example, if they were being buried down at the National Cemetery in Dixon.
Okay. Yeah, so it's just the state cemetery. Okay. We've just got like a minute here, but what else we're going to be talking about in the next half hour? Our new programs that are coming down, some organizations that are working with the veterans here.
And how you rate.
Yeah, things that you rate. And where to go to when you need this help. Because there's a number of different organizations here that are willing to help.
221-1402 is how you can reach us. We want to hear your thoughts. Any questions you have for Dave Lanford? This is Carla Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Jerry Preston, ABC News.
Welcome back. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Always remember KQMS.com. We're streamlining always anywhere in the world. And go to freefireradio.com if you have questions for us. We're always on top of your emails. Want to hear your thoughts. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the experts in stones, gemology, and the only real watchmaker on the premises.
In Reading, that's right. Now, also on Free Fire Radio, if you missed part of the show or any of the shows in the past and you're wondering about them, you just go to our archive, show archives, and we've got every show in there. And that you get to listen to us 24 hours a day.
Our guest today.
Scary thought. Dave Lanford. Okay, Dave, let's go on back. You said you had a couple more things for the...
Well, under this program that we were talking about, the pension program, it's also for widows of war-era veterans as well. So I would just want the listening audience to know that it's an income program. So it's very similar to supplemental security income. So it's going to be offset by other amounts of income. But how we try to get around that, especially with those of our veterans who are in assisted living facilities, is oftentimes these facilities are providing a certain level of care, and that care can be counted as a medical expense. And if any of you out there have checked into the cost of assisted living right now, you know it's pretty high. So there was a question earlier about who would be eligible. I think the key thing here is if they're war era, if the widow was married to a war era veteran, you need to give us a call. And that number would be 225-5616. And you can talk to any one of the vet reps on this topic. Or come in. You don't need to have an appointment to come in and see us.
All wars.
All war eras. So it doesn't mean you have to have been fighting in that war. You just have to have been in the service during that time frame.
You have to have served one day during a period of war.
So it could be any time during World War II, even if you did not fight and see combat, but you came in toward the end of the war because you were just, of age then, you rate that. And so does your spouse. So, that's a huge program that people don't know about. And again, your phone number, Dave.
It's 225-5616. And when you call that number, you're going to have several options. And that's just kind of the way the call router is set up. But either one of the vet reps can assist you with this program.
And I know that we personally encourage you at this time, Carl and I, to get a hold of Dave and his staff, because if there was ever anybody that was going to be of service to the veteran and their family, it's you, Dave. Take a look now.
Yeah, if you can, you can also go to our website and look under links, and Dave's right in there. With phone numbers and everything.
That's freefireradio.com.
Okay. Now, Dave, there were some other things. We're having a meeting here next week, I believe, isn't it?
Monday. Is it Monday the 30th?
Yeah, Monday the 30th.
Monday the 30th, the Veterans Advisory Council meeting meets. That's a meeting with Dr. O'Neill. Dr. O'Neill is the director of the VA Northern California Veterans Healthcare System. That system encompasses the Chico Outpatient Clinic, Redding, the Sacramento VA Medical Center, Martinez VA Outpatient Clinic, and soon to be the new clinic up in Yreka. So quarterly we have these meetings, and so that'll be at 1400 for you military guys, 2 p.m. for those that don't speak military time.
Mickey's little hands on the right. 2 and big hands on the 12 for Air Force.
And that's at the VA clinic on Hartnell Avenue, 351 Hartnell Avenue.
Well, you know, here's the thing is that what Dave says is that the last couple meetings, the only people there at 2 o'clock was you.
Correct.
Okay, now, you know, we've got 20,000 veterans in this county. The things this Dr. O'Neill is going to talk about is things they're doing for the VA clinic here. And we need to come in here because as many of you know, we're sending people that are 80 years old down to Mather. They're gone all day long for chemotherapy where they have to stop the van on the way down so they can throw up, you know, because of the treatments there. We're sending people places, you know, hours and hours away. They're gone for 12 hours for something that could be happening right here in our town because the money's going someplace else. Now, you know, somebody needs to explain to me why that is, and hopefully Dr. O'Neill can do that. But we need to let him know that we care about what's going on up here. Otherwise, it's just status quo. You know, people talk about change. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you gotta be beware of change. You know, you're going to get what you ask for. But we need to let Dr. O'Neill and the people down there in Sacramento and further up the line, we need some help up here, and we need it now. You know, we still don't have the trailers that they were supposed to have had come in here so we can move the admin portions out of the VA clinic. We're chocked down there. And not only that, but, you know, we were told we were going to get a CAT scanner here. Where the hell's that? I mean, you know, I know it's not Pete Privet. He's trying. So where is it? You know, is it maybe there's not enough money in the stimulus package to put a $400,000 scanner here where you can give billions or give millions to bonuses for people that have driven the country into a rack and run? What's going on? Anyway, those are just some of the questions that I think we should come up with. But we need veterans. We need you people there that care. You know, you care about your community. You care about your brothers in arms. And we need to show up that day. And where's it at again?
That's at the VA Outpatient Clinic on Hartnell Avenue, 351 Hartnell Avenue.
Yeah.
I got a caller. Larry, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, Larry?
All right. Hey, the other thing they need down there at that Hartnell Clinic, you know, is a dentist, a couple of dentists. They got one down there that this poor old man, he's run ragged, and it takes 3, 4, 5, 6 months to get an appointment to see this dentist.
Oh, you're absolutely right, Larry. And you know what? The podiatrist, it takes a month or 2 months to get in to see the podiatrist too. You know, and a lot of veterans have got ankle and foot injuries.
Yeah, you better believe it. I know. I'm just, I.
You see, here's the thing, Larry, and you're absolutely.
I'm in that condition of the Vietnam vets. Uh-huh. Didn't die in combat, but you died 35, 40 years later, agony every day.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I like the clinic. The clinic down there is very good, but they do have a lot of things that they could have up here. So we don't have to drive to down there to that Mather's Field.
Yeah. You know, Larry, you're so absolutely right. And the thing is that we've got enough of us around here that why don't we, you know, we need to show them, hey, we care. And if it means getting out that one day to go there and say, hey, we care about what's happening to us, you know, we need to go out.
Yeah, you know, I've been all over this country, and this Northern California, not just Shasta County, but Northern California above Sacramento, really do care about their vets. I've never seen such good treatment. I fell out of this stuff 25 years ago because of the treatment.
Yeah.
And now that I have to get back in it, it's amazing. The people are great up here, but they do need help.
Yeah. Hey, Larry, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Dave.
I know.
Carl, I'd like to also respond to Larry. Hopefully he's still listening, but what we have what we have up here in the North State is just, I believe, an unusual number of veterans who are rated 100% in permanent total. Those are the veterans that get the dental care. And he is absolutely right. Our one dentist is way overworked. It takes you months to get in there to see him. And I could go on for days on this particular topic, but that clinic is expanding at an alarming rate. I mean, they're doing what they can do. And what you're going to hear about in this meeting is not so much about the expansion of the Reading Clinic as opposed to the mental health wing that got just opened up down at Mather and things that are happening at Chico. So we're not going to probably hear a whole lot of what's going on here in Reading.
Well, you know, hey, we've got to take a break here. We've got the phone lines are backing up again. And we'll get to you all as soon as this break's over. My last statement is this. You do three times the work in seeing veterans, as Chico does, yet they've got a veteran center there. They've got a number of different things. You know, I'm trying to figure that out. I've got one answer for that, and I'll get into that. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Every 90s KQMS. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Linda's making turkey sounds here. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by New Image Studio, 2655 Park Marina. Hey, this week, they are going to be down, they're going to have a booth at the Babies and Kids Expo as part of the Home and Garden Show at the Shasta County Fairgrounds this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They're going to have drawings and giveaways all weekend long. New Image Studios, go down there and see them.
Let's go to the phone. Jim.
Morning.
Morning.
You're up.
Hey, on that veteran's thing there, does a veteran that needs that help, does he have to be bedridden or anything, needs extra help?
The aid and attendance allowance is a helpless issue. So if the veteran is helpless, he's liable to be qualified for the aid and attendance. But what we have to qualify you for first is the pension. So the aid and attendance is not a standalone claim. It's part of the pension claim. So you need to qualify first for the pension claim.
For the pension claim, yeah. But okay, well, I have a couple of people that I know that need some help, and I was wondering if they think that there's no help out there, you know, and they're too lazy to go down and fill out papers. So.
No, they don't need to fill out papers. I do all that for them. That's the beauty of all this. They just need to come in with their DD Form 214, and we're gonna help them out.
Okay, real good. I'll tell them then, and then go in there. Hey, and then the other thing is, Carl, Linda, on that truck that you guys need the roll cage for?
Yeah.
Do you have to have a full roll cage on that, or just a bar crossed over the bed in the bed?
I think it's going to be
Edith.
I think it's going to be a full roll cage. They needed something. They said like 100 feet of tubing, so they could build a cage in there for us. Because there's going to be a number of trucks. You know.
Did I hear they were going to throw water on the track?
Yeah, they could put water on the track too.
Yeah, you probably need a full side bars and everything. I have an old race car that has tubing in it. That has side bars and everything. I wonder if they could take it and cut it down and make that cage work.
Well, I tell you what, Jim. Call me at 241-2682.
Okay.
241-2682, and I'll call you back on this.
Okay, fine. Thanks.
Hey, thank you.
Vroom.
Well, you know, the thing about that is that it's, again, all that money is going to the Missing in America Project, because they're getting ready. Well, it's going to, part of the money is going to Missing in America Project.
Which we're going on.
And they're taking, of course, the cross-country to inter our heroes back in Arlington starting on May 21st. And we're going to be talking a lot more about that. In fact, I don't know, Dave, you going to go on that? You've got a motorcycle.
I'm thinking about going, not all the way, of course, but just part of that route.
Well, you know, the other thing, too,
we're
is that
be doing our show
I think
today.
What the gent was also, Jim was calling about, was do people that just need assistance, or they have to be bedridden for the second part of that you were talking about, not the pension, but the assistance?
No, they don't need to be bedridden. On the pension claim itself, any veteran who is over the age of 65 doesn't even have to demonstrate that they're completely disabled. If you're under 65, then in order for that claim to go through, we have to demonstrate that you're completely disabled. And we do that with medical reports and other things. So the VA is obligated to make that examination. That would generate a comp and pen or a C&P examination. So the aid and attendance portion, that's the confusion, Carl, is a helpless allowance. So if they're helpless, they can't bathe themselves, they can't clean themselves and that sort of thing. They can't feed themselves, then they would likely be eligible for that allowance.
Mm-hmm. Okay. John, good morning.
Hello.
You're up.
Yeah, this is John.
Hi, John.
Hey.
Yeah, one of the reasons why the economy is in a slump is because of these retirements that the state and the county and city have to pay for their employees.
Uh-huh.
Now, I worked for the city 45 years ago. We had to pay into our own retirement.
Uh-huh.
And if we wanted medical insurance for the family, we had to pay it.
Right.
And the wages were a lot lower then.
Uh-huh.
Now, these state senators, they're free to bring that up because they don't want to be voted out.
Well,
and I can't see why the citizens have to pay for a union for public employees when the union benefits them. They should pay for their own union out of their own check. Why should the taxpayers have to pay it? That's a big lump sum of money that the taxpayer had to pay every year.
Well, that's a good question. I know though is that some of them do have paid some kind of funds into it.
They don't pay nothing, the city and state. The unions, they're paid by the taxpayers. Why is that?
You know, I don't know. That's a good question. We're going to need to bring up to one of our council members. We're going
now,
to have on
now.
There.
I don't mind people having retirements,
right?
But you know, I mean, I worked for the city 45 years. We had to pay our share of the retirement.
Yeah, I know, and it seems like there's, you know, from when we've had the mayor on, he says that, you know, that people that are rate all of a sudden they're instead of 90%, they're going up to 98% because of options they can take for their retirements. But hey,
now the city had to raise the building permits to pay for the to help pay for the city's retirements, and so the building permits went up so high. There's less building going on now.
Well, that's one of the things I believe we even talked about yesterday is about doing, you know what, how come we're paying so much on building permits? Why does it cost $20,000 just even
to
look at it?
Because they have to raise it to compensate for the city's benefit.
Right, yeah.
And that's wrong.
You're right. I agree with you on that.
It puts people out of work. Yeah. I mean, just to pay for somebody's retirement.
Especially during this time of the economy. Yeah.
Well,
hey, John, we're
going to
have to take we're going to take a break here, John. We're up against a break.
That helps with a negative economy.
Yeah. Hey, John, we have to take a break here.
Thanks for your call,
John.
Thanks
for your phone call. Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio and News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, look, that meeting, we just had a phone call. The meeting for the VA is at 2 p.m. at the VA clinic on Hartnell Avenue. It's at 2 p.m. on the 30th, and we're going to put that up under news flashes on our site, Free Fire Radio.
Our guest has been Dave Lanford. Closing thoughts, Dave.
Well, I just want to let the listening audience know how to get a hold of me or my staff, and that number again is 225-5616, and any of us on that call router can assist you. One final comment as we talk about this non-service-connected pension and aid in attendance, and I receive phone calls from basically all over the United States from people who have parents that are now in need of care. And there's a very important person in our community that really assists me in that process. She helps me with that outreach. Her name is Mary Ann Seifert. Mary Ann's phone number is 222-2250. Now, what Mary Ann does is she helps place the seniors. And every time she finds somebody that's a veteran, whether they're war era or not, she makes contact with our office. And so she's a senior placement person.
Great.
Helps do that analysis.
Great. Hey, Dave, thank you so much. Again, your phone number one more time.
225-5616.
George,
you got 30 seconds.
Hey, just on this VA stuff, you know, I don't understand why we get promised we're going to get a home up here. We get promised all these good things. We have the best clinic in Northern California, don't get me wrong. But just about the time something happens, the government pulls everything back and says, well, we're not worthy because we're not as big as L.A. And I just wonder, there's got to be something that can be done about that. Fair, and you know, fair's fair and share's share. So if we would be fair and we'd share this stuff around like it should be, everybody could benefit a little bit more.
You're absolutely right. But I think the Veterans Home is still on track right now. I think they got the funding back. Is that right, Dave? You know,
as of right now, the Veterans Home is still on track. And what's also on track with that home is perhaps a satellite clinic at that site. So completion is still March of 2011 as of right now.
So right now we're hanging in there, George, but I tell you what, we're going to be watching it real close from right here at Free Fire Radio. And you know, we can get a lot of people here maybe to start leaning into this if we need some help, okay?
Yeah, I hope so.
Hey, thanks a lot, George.
Yeah, bye.
Okay, tomorrow we're going to have a number of different segments on our show with people calling in from YMCA. We're talking about the champions coming in. But we're also going to talk about what's happening in our city with 11.5% reduction in revenues, and which is like 5 or 6% more than they thought. We're going to talk about REU and, again, about the funding. Now, there are $2.1 million of late fees that go into the general fund that perhaps maybe they should go back into the utility to help some people out during these tough times. And again, the abrogation of the city council to a committee that they put together, I think it's going on like 8 weeks now, which is kind of a long time, and it's something that they're going to have to decide anyway. We'll talk a little bit about all that. So how much time we got, Frosty? All right. Hey, look, this is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?